USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Fewer Americans are filing first-time claims for unemployment benefits. Numbers out Thursday show the government received 213,000 initial requests last week, down from the prior week's 218,000. Tragedy is averted as rail leaders come to an agreement that will prevent a nationwide strike. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the story.
A tentative railway labor agreement has been reached, averting a potentially devastating strike right before the midterm elections. Railroads and union representatives have been in negotiations for 20 hours at the Labor Department on Wednesday to ink out a deal. The risk of a strike starting on Friday could have shut down the rail lines across the country.
Tennis star Roger Federer posts on social media that he's retiring from competitive tennis. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.